This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. The bodies of two fishermen missing on Lake Barnett in White County since the Memorial Day weekend have now been found. White County Deputy Sheriff Corporal Steve Hernandez says the body of 27-year-old Alphus Bo Moore of Romance was found about 5 o'clock Thursday afternoon. The discovery came after the body of 27-year-old Joseph Miller of Ward was found Thursday morning during a patrol of the lake. A boat that the pair had taken out on the lake was found capsized May 28th. Both bodies have been sent to the state crime lab for autopsies. Foul play is not suspected. A Dry Run Circle Batesville woman was arrested this week on felony drug charges. The trail to Mildred Mabry actually started in Sharp County with the commercial burglary in Cave City. Sharp County Sheriff Mark Counts exposed the fact the burglary was drug-connected with help from the Drug Task Force of the 16th District, Independence County Sheriff's Department, and probation and parole officers for the state. The Sharp County Sheriff's Office joined in a raid on the Mildred Mabry residence where 5 firearms stolen from the Cave City case were recovered, along with a large amount of meth in the form of what is called ice. Also, several items of drug paraphernalia were found. In addition to theft by receiving and being a felon in possession of a firearm, Mabry is also being charged with 5 drug-related felonies. An arrest warrant has been issued for an Oak Hill Loop Independence County woman. 40-year-old Stephanie Williams is accused of forging a check on her grandmother. Williams' bond has been set at $12,000 by Judge Cheney Taylor. Police say it apparently was stolen for just a while to do a job. B&H Construction Company at Pleasant Plains said sometime overnight Thursday, someone took a Caterpillar excavator from a work site. They said tracks showed it was driven down a gravel road behind the worksite to a pond where it was apparently used to dig. Then it was returned to the worksite, just not in the same place that it started. And deputies investigated a residential burglary at Locust Grove at the Veronica Donaldson residence. Police say sometime over the Memorial Day weekend, someone stole over $1,800 in personal items from the residence, including jewelry, a camera, a couple of chainsaws, and other items. The case is still under investigation. And the Ford Motor Company is making a minivan that will become its first U.S. vehicle sold only as a hybrid. The minivan will get more than 41 miles a gallon. A plug-in version will also be sold. It'll be similar to the Chevrolet Volt, which can drive in all-electric mode but has a backup gasoline engine. Some tickets will be available at the door for UACCB's second annual Summer Sock Hop. Tickets are $10 to see Sonny Burgess and the legendary Pacers and all the music from the Sock Hop era. In addition to that, there will be a Sock Hop dance contest along with dance demonstrations.
This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.